Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
No, I'm just got back from baby. We've been rolling all night long.
Little ZZ Top bringing us back. It's Billy, Dusty, and Frank. Some serious Texas blues there. 17 till I'm Jim Blasingame. I love the blues. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. The last one there is the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer. So check all those out. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Diana Furchgott-Roth, the director of the Manhattan Institute's economics21.org website. Diana, congratulations. I'm proud of the work that you're doing there at economics21.org. Tell the audience what they're going to find there when they get there.
So what they'll find is original contributions from our staff and from our outside contributors. And every day we send out a morning e-brief with the top 15 economics articles of the day, just from the news around. Mm-hmm. So you can look at the original content. You can sign up for the morning e-brief. It's just no-nonsense, plain economics
right. In a
whole lot of different areas.
In plain English, where people can...
In plain English.
Where regular folks can understand, like me, which is what I appreciate about what you're doing there. So that's economics21.org, folks. That's part of the Manhattan Institute's array of offerings. Diana, you wrote an article recently where you took on the inequality argument, and you've got some positions that I'd like you to tell the audience about. We hear people talking about all the inequality in America these days, and I'd like for you to help us set the record straight on that.
Well, there's this new International Monetary Fund report where they said that high income inequality can slow down macroeconomic growth.
What do they mean by high income inequality?
What they mean is the more inequality there is in a country, the slower economic growth it will have. And that's what they say. Quote, there is growing evidence that high income inequality can be detrimental to achieving macroeconomic stability and growth.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have this whole report that they put out. But the only problem is it's just not true. You look at countries around the world, and many of them, some of them in Africa and Asia, have a lot of inequality and slow growth, but the slow growth is not necessarily due to the inequality. And the United States, by some measures, is very unequal, but we have stronger growth than some countries in Europe, such as Sweden and Denmark and Germany, that have more equal societies. But the IMF report is just being used, and the IMF, I don't know if they want it to be used this way, being used by people who want to increase taxes and redistribute income. And so they're saying that will make our economy grow faster.
So that's their argument. Their argument is to support their income redistribution policies. And you're not saying that income inequality is a good thing. You're just saying that the way to solve it is not by the approach of redistributing wealth.
Well, I don't want to be politically incorrect on your show, Jim, but I don't really
think income inequality... We like political incorrectness here. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I don't think income inequality is a problem. We expect growing inequality because we expect more opportunities at the top as companies grow. So we expect these Facebooks and WhatsApp people to be richer and richer. We want lower incomes at the bottom. We want entry-level jobs so people like teenagers and low-skill workers can get in the job market. So increasing income inequality is not a problem. What's a problem is lack of mobility. So we want the teenagers to be able to get that entry-level job and then move up in the workforce. Inequality is not a problem. Lack of mobility is.
Well, and a moribund economy and a malaise across the marketplace is what contributes more to income inequality than anything. What do you think?
That's right. Yeah. And it also contributes to lack of mobility because there's a slow-growing economy, then you can't find a job. You can't get from your current job to your next job, which is what you want to do.
Well, when we see income levels dropping among the middle class, we hear people talking about the middle class is being devastated. What people say, the people on the progressives, the people on the left, want to blame that on the rich people instead of blaming it on lack of opportunity that's being created by bad policies. What do you think?
I think that's true, and also the middle class stagnating. If you look at the data carefully, that's not always true.
What about the drop in median income in America? Is that true or not true?
If you look at the data correctly, that's not true either. What they're using is the wrong inflation rate, and they're not using a measure that includes benefits. You have to remember that over the past 20 or 30 years, more and more income has been in the form of benefits. So you get health insurance, which is more expensive from your employer, pensions, vacation, sick leave. If you don't include that in your compensation and you just look at the cash wage, you get a different result. And you need to look at total compensation.
And folks, if you're wondering about whether they actually do that, remember that the unemployment rate that they use to tell you what unemployment's doing is called the U3 measurement. It's just a household poll. It's not a real measure of what's truly going on in the unemployment. When they're saying unemployment is dropping to 6.7%, don't forget that there are millions, tens of millions of people who aren't even being considered in that number that are unemployed or underemployed. That's the U6 number. So yes, they do manipulate these numbers a lot, no question about it. Diana, give us that website again, please.
It's www.economics21.org.
All right, so check that out, folks. That's not a brand new website, is it? It's been around a little while, hasn't it?
It has, but the Manhattan Institute just took it over last September.
Right. Okay. So that's part
it's
of
under new management.
Exactly.
It's under my management.
Under the new directors. There's a new sheriff in town over at economics21.org, and that's our good friend Diana Furchcott-Roth. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the benefits that America and the world could have if President Obama would approve the Keystone Pipeline. After these messages, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.